Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody. This is Mike Wilson. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I will be your host today. Andy is out for today, but he will be back next weekend. So there is a lot to talk about in the world of sports. I mean, I don't know if this is the best time in sports, but I think it ranks right up there. You got the baseball playoffs and everything going on with that, the seeding. Where are the Dodgers going to play? Where are the Cubs, Brewers, all those different kind of combinations that's going to happen in the next couple of days? You got the NFL going into this next week of games. And, you know, you got Josh Rosen out here in the desert going to start for the Cardinals. You know, you have all these rookie quarterbacks trying to make their way in the pros. So there's a lot of interesting matchups. We'll get to those. There's the Ryder Cup. There's the NBA. The NBA has started with their preseason games. And, you know, and then last night, college football. I mean, you had Penn State. You had Ohio State. You had, you know, a 4th-and-5 for Penn State, and they run a draw. So there's lots of stories. And then you have Eno Benjamin at ASU running for over 300 yards. But we will get to all that. And John Poulter, our professor of sports here, after the break. So stay tuned, everybody. We will be back.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud, so I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Three receivers right, one on the left-hand side now. Alonalu in the backfield. Robinson, snap comes back. Inside give. Shavo bounces left. Turns it up. Dives over. It scores. Hit the horn. This one sticks. Horn Frogs from 6 yards out. Finally, end zone.
First and 10 from the Michigan 36. Hicks, the quarterback. Calls for the ball. Gets it. He's in the shotgun. Looking to throw. Throws. That ball is intercepted. Turning it back over midfield. At the 30, this could go the distance. It's Metellus. Metellus break to the inside. He's at the 5. He dives. He's in. Josh Metellus, kick 6, Michigan.
No flags. 1 second was on the clock, and now the clock is all zeros.
This is Dorf on Sports.
That was some great college football yesterday, and there was some great college football yesterday, especially with Ohio State and Penn State yesterday. But before we get to that, we got to talk baseball, man. I mean, baseball, the playoffs are basically here, and we have some very interesting matchups that are going to happen. We still got some things to be decided. And that's why we have John Poulter, our professor of sports, on the show. And John, welcome to the show once again. It's going to be great to hear your voice, and good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Always great to join you to talk sports, and especially baseball, and especially at this time of year. Boy, you look at that schedule and those standings, and you just have to wonder, why did they play the first 161 games? Why didn't we just start the season a little bit later, play one game, and be done with it, because we're going to have basically the same result. This has just been an unbelievable last month. Some teams that we did not expect to play well have done so. Some teams that we expected to play well have played very poorly, and all of a sudden we have two of the National League divisions that will not be decided until at least today. Perhaps even necessitating a one-game playoff or 2 one-game playoffs tomorrow. So it does not get a whole lot more exciting than that. And all of the games today begin within about 5 or 10 minutes of each other. So be a lot of scoreboard watching today across the National League, I would suspect, Mike.
Oh, yeah, there will be. And I was talking to some writers last night about at the Arizona State football game about all this baseball stuff, and they were just – you know, they were just making the comments that, you know, Major League Baseball is getting their football groove on in terms of being in. They'll probably be in the news or a game almost every day during the week this week, and that's a good thing for baseball. But let me get right to it. And we got the Dodgers and the Rockies. We got, you know, the Cubs and the Brewers. How is all this going to work out? I mean, what's your feelings with, you know, who's going to be in the divisional wild card and who has, like, maybe the best shot at, you know, from each league of taking this thing home?
I'm not so sure that anybody has a real advantage at the moment, Mike. You know, I guess it's easier to deal with the American League first because we can get through that very quickly.
Right.
What we know for sure there is that Boston will be the one seed, Houston will be the second, Cleveland will be the third, and either the Yankees or Oakland, whoever comes out of that one game, wild card game, will be number four. And I guess the sad part there is that Oakland has already won 97 games, the Yankees have won 100. So the mere fact that they're playing each other on Wednesday evening tells us that we're going to have a team that's won at least 97 games that's not going to be participating in the divisional series, which is a little bit frustrating, but you know that's the way that it works. And I think this year we've seen so much power in the American League, the balance of power clearly in the American League, whereas on the other side, the National League has been extremely competitive. So two totally different scenarios. If we move to the National League, there's a whole bunch of scenarios can happen there. I stopped counting when I got to, I was trying to work that out this morning. You know, what if so-and-so won and so-and-so lost? What if these three teams all won? What if those three teams all lost? And after about the 17th permutation, I sort of gave up on it. But what I was able to determine was that whoever wins the National League Central, be it the Cubs or Milwaukee, that team will automatically be the number one seed throughout the National League playoffs or postseason. The team that loses that division, be it today or tomorrow in a one-game playoff, which will be at Wrigley Field if it's needed, will host the wild card game. So I guess those two teams have the advantage from that standpoint. One of them's going to have home field throughout the postseason. The other's going to have home field in the one-game take-all wild card. The Dodgers and the Rockies, Rockies kind of had an opportunity to cement that last night and did not do so, got blown out badly by Washington. I think the final score was 12-2. That's going to be an interesting situation, too, because not only are those two teams fighting for the division title and the loser goes on the road to the Cubs or the Brewers in the National League wildcard game, but those two teams are also fighting with Atlanta for the number two seed. Atlanta is 90-71, as are the Dodgers and the Rockies. So if all three teams win or all three teams lose, once again we have a stalemate of three teams at 90-71. So it's a mathematic nightmare, quite frankly, but there is some sense to it at the end of the day. The Dodgers, I think, probably should be the favorite because they have the talent. They have been playing well lately. The Rockies have been struggling a little bit lately. Although they're 18-9 in the month, the last couple of days I would have expected them to have put that away, and they haven't done that. So going to be great whatever happens, and sadly a good team is going to be on the sidelines come Wednesday morning.
Right. Yeah. And that was the thing that I was talking about last night with some writers is that there's going to be a good team, a very good team left out of the mix. Now, you know, you got it. What are your thoughts with Atlanta? Can they get to the World Series? I mean, do they have the talent to get there?
I think they have the talent. I mean, clearly the fact that they've won the National League East, and that's
right,
partly because of the way that they've played, but partly by the fact that the Phillies, who were neck and neck with the Braves for most of this season, had just a terrible September so far with one game to play between the two teams. Ironically, Philly is 7-20 in the month of September. So basically the last 30 days is the time period in which Philadelphia has sort of put themselves out of this. I think the Braves have the talent to do it. As we've chatted before, you know, there's not an awful lot of experience there. There's an awful lot of talent. There's an awful lot of young talent. There's an awful lot of homegrown talent. And that talent is managed by Brian Snitker, who I believe has worked in the Braves organization in one way, shape, or form for about 40 years. So here's a guy that's a lifer. He's paid his dues. He's come up with a lot of these players, clearly has their respect, clearly has the confidence of management and ownership. So I think that gives the Braves the chance. But I think the biggest thing the Braves have going for them is that they've been in first or second place for most of the season, so they're now used to being in a dominating position or at least a controlling position. And I think they're all so young, and with one or two exceptions, Freeman and Markakis being the two guys that immediately come to mind, they're generally a very young team. And I'm not really sure that it's sunk in with these boys yet exactly what it is that they have achieved. And maybe that won't happen until the season is over. So they may be getting by on nervous energy now, for all that we know. But certainly what we've seen, I think they do have a chance, but they would clearly be the underdogs in any series that that they partake in going forward.
Right. That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. And we're talking Major League Baseball in the playoffs. Real quick, John, because we got a break coming up, but the Astros... Is this inevitable that it's going to come down between them and the Red Sox in the American League?
I don't see any other possibility, Mike, unless something goes clearly off the rails. We got two teams there that have been playing good baseball. For most of Boston, has been playing great baseball all season. We know that. We've talked about that several times. The Astros have played good baseball for all but about 3 weeks, towards the middle, late middle of the season, but they've certainly pulled that back in the month of September. They're 21-5 this month. They're getting all of their players back. Clearly, they've got a lot of experience. They've got guys that have been there before because they won last year. I see the Astros as being great competition for the Red Sox, and potentially they could finish only 3 games behind the Red Sox. And when you consider the season that the Red Sox have had, which is probably one of the best seasons we've seen in recent memory in Major League Baseball, you have to count the Astros in there, especially when you look at the way that that team is structured and the experience that they have. So I look at that as being perhaps a better series than the World Series if it comes down to the Red Sox and the Astros in the American League Championship Series.
Very good, John. Now, you got a couple of minutes to spend with us on the other side, right? Just a few, right?
I do. I have a hard stop at the bottom of the hour, but I'm clear until then, Mike.
Okay, very good. And that is the professor of sports, John Poulter. I'm Mike Wilson, and this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition show. And we'll be back right after these words.
For Tiger. We thought we'd never see it. And I don't believe he thought either. Tour championship winner, Tiger Woods, a winner again, number 80.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now.
800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's
855-325-1780. On an 0-2 pitch, Albert Almora.
Whoa, right field. And deep. Gamble back, and that baby's gone. Grand slam for the A's.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. I am Mike Wilson. I am joined by our professor of sports, John Poulter. John, we know you got to go here real quick, but we wouldn't be remiss if we didn't talk about the Cubs and the Brewers. Andy's favorite team versus my favorite team. What's going to happen there?
Well, that's funny. I was thinking about that this morning and thought it was kind of ironic that this was one of the weekends that Andy had another commitment. I would have loved to have heard you guys go at it in terms of what you thought was going to happen. I don't think this is going to be settled today. I think the Cubs can win at home, and I think the Brewers are playing so well right now, and both teams have had a great September. I think the Cubs are 15-12, and I think Milwaukee's 18-7. So clearly the Brewers have made up some ground this month, but I can see that coming down to a playoff tomorrow afternoon, and those of us that are fortunate enough to be near a television set tomorrow afternoon might be able to put our feet up and watch a pretty good baseball game between two local rivals and two very good teams and two very competitive teams. I can see that coming down to a one-game playoff, although with the Cubs you never know, because I've never been convinced this season that the Cubs have really put the pedal to the metal in terms of trying to lock this thing away. They've had it in their grasp several times, and several times they've let other teams back into it, including the Brewers yesterday. So I think we're in for some pretty exciting baseball today. Both teams at home, both teams would be favored, although, you know, with the Cardinals, the Cubs, that's such a great rivalry. You know that the Cardinals will want to try and put an end to the Cubs' hopes of winning a division, and we got the same thing in San Francisco, where nothing would please the Giants and their fans more than to put the Dodgers out of a division championship. So I hate to say it, but it almost sounds to me like the schedule maker knew what he or she was doing when they put this thing together last fall. Just exciting baseball. It's so nice to be able to watch baseball at this time of year with one game to go and know that at least three or four of the games have some meaning, and it's not just a bunch of guys going out there to try and get 27 outs as quickly as they can, get on a bus and go home and put their feet up for a little while. So I think it's going to be very exciting. I see it coming down to a one-game playoff, and I still think it could go either way. Both teams have played really well. Both teams are deep. They're talented. They're well-managed. Lots of experience. I'm just looking for some great baseball over the next couple of days, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right with those schedule makers. I mean, this for baseball, this doesn't get any what we have right now. And, we're just looking forward to it. John, it's been a pleasure having you. Tell us real quick where they can find you on Twitter.
At Twitter, I'm at 12 John Poulter.
All right, John. John, we appreciate having you as always, and we will see you next week.
My pleasure as always, Mike. Take care, and I look forward to chatting next week.
All right, perfect. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. This is Mike Wilson. Andy is on. Andy's on assignment. We can say that. So from here, hey, we got some college football we got to talk about, and you know the college football season is getting a little more heated up. And if you saw the Texas A&M game yesterday, Jimbo Fisher is already he's already fired up and ready to go with, you know, grabbing his player's helmet for a bad penalty, getting in a little scuffle, that kind of thing. We got Ohio State, we got Penn State, you know, and the coach for Penn State is coming under a little fire. And to tell you the truth, he deserves it. He deserves to be under a little fire. He had kind of the game in hand, but, you know, Ohio State is who they are for a reason. And they made the plays down the stretch to come out with that victory over Franklin and his Penn State Nittany Lions. It's getting interesting because now we're into league play. You get into conference play now. You got, you know, the people in the Big East, not the Big East, but the Big Ten playing each other. And, you know, you have some, you got some Pac-12 games that are big. You're going to have some, certainly going to have some SEC games that are big. But you take a look at the rankings and you got Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State, and depending on which poll you look at, you're going to have, you know, Alabama's unanimous number one. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that Alabama's the best team in the country, probably with the best quarterback. I figure probably some people in West Virginia might disagree with that a little bit, but Alabama's the runaway number one right now. You got, you know, Georgia, once again, if you take a look at the two different polls, they kind of, you know, you got Georgia number two in one, you got Clemson number two in the other one, and then you got Ohio State. The Buckeyes are just kind of sitting there, you know, and after all the mess with Urban Meyer, Urban's back in the fold, coaching his team. And, you know, I guess I don't know what to say with Urban Meyer and all that mess, except for he was asking us to believe some stuff that it's just hard to believe in terms of the coach that was you know, trying to, you know, he was beating his wife. I mean, let's just call it what it is. He was beating his wife, and he was lying about it to his coach. But with that being said, you know, yesterday you had Stanford and Notre Dame. Personally, I'm a Pac-12 guy. You can be on Twitter talking about Pac-12 at Pigskin Opinion. But I didn't think Stanford had much of a chance going out there. And Notre Dame took it to him. Notre Dame is no scrub. They're number eight in the country. Stanford is number seven. So, you know, with that game yesterday, that's going to mess some things up in the top 10. And then, you know, last night in the Pac-12, there were some very impressive wins. Wazoo, Washington State, for those of you on the East Coast and in the Midwest that are not exactly Pac-12 followers, Washington State beat Utah. And to be transparent with this, when I was asked to vote, you know, who's going to make it to the Pac-12 championship, Utah is one of those teams I thought from the Pac-12 South that was going to make it to the title game in the Pac-12. So they made it a little tougher on themselves last night. Great win for Mike Leach and his Cougars. Oregon, they just took it to Cal last night. And Cal kind of shot themselves in the foot a little bit. I believe Cal had four or five turnovers. You can't do that against an Oregon team that has Justin Hebert as their quarterback. And for those of you who don't know Hebert, he is there are some NFL scouts salivating over this kid. So if you can get a chance to watch him and Oregon take it up, it's a good watch. And then last night, you know, it's not going to get much on the old Richter scale, but Arizona State and Oregon State, Arizona State with Herm Edwards has a different attitude. And they have a running back called Eno Benjamin. And this kid last night ran for over 300 yards. He had three or four touchdowns. He was getting anything he wanted against that Swiss cheese defense of Oregon State last night. And I don't care who you are, getting over 300 yards rushing, I don't care who's it against, you still have to go out and do that. So, you know, big kudos, raise a glass to Eno Benjamin. But now we, you know, we're getting into October. And as we move into October, we can kind of see teams for who they are. And one of those things that I'm looking at is Nebraska. Nebraska has been one of those teams that people thought was Scott Frost, you know, coming back home to his alma mater and in the area, that he was going to do some good things. And it just hasn't gone that way. One has to think that Nebraska, just for what Scott Frost wants to do, doesn't really have the guys yet. And he'll get his guys in there. Like, I'm a believer in Scott Frost. He's won everywhere he's been. Players have gotten better. Teams have gotten better. And he didn't, you know, he didn't start off, you know, down in UCF with a ball of fire. So with that being said, hey, we got NFL games today as well. We'll get into that when we come back from the break. I am Mike Wilson. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And we will be right back after these words.
Snap, play action to throw. A lot of time. Down the middle, wide open. Breland's got it. Breland's going to race it. 15, 10. Haul it into the end zone and call it six. Jacob Breland,
this
wide open.
This is Dorf on Sports.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We're down to 3 minutes to play in the first. No score. Eagles driving. Foles set for the screen. Left side, Ajayi. Ajayi cuts it upfield. Ajayi looking for the end zone. Dives. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles.
Third and four at the Texan 5. Roethlisberger from the gun. Looks right. Nobody open. Now steps up. Throws to the left side. Sliding catch in the end zone. Touchdown. It's Justin Hunter who slides near the left sideline to make the grab. A 5-yard touchdown throw from Ben Roethlisberger, and the Steelers take a 9-0 first
for Cincinnati. Hewitt, the H-back, Mixon at running back. It's a play action. Dalton to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Tyler Croft, his sixth career touchdown, but his first at home here in Cincinnati.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, good morning and welcome back to the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. I am Mike Wilson. Andy is out today. He will be back next week. We've been talking college football. We're going to get into the NFL here in just a moment, but we got a caller. We got Anthony from Sarasota. Anthony, what's going on, my man? What's happening?
What do you think, honestly, I understand the Dolphins are undefeated, but realistically, do you think we can beat the Patriots at Gillette Stadium? Or what's your prediction on the game? Like, what do you think the score is going to be?
Boy, you're, you know, I'm assuming you're a big Dolphin guy.
I'm originally from Miami.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha. I am a Dolphin fan as well. And you know what? I don't want to predict the score. I didn't even see this coming out of the Dolphins, even though, I mean, you and I both know, being Dolphin fans, they can get off to a hot start. But once the, you know, once the season and once the weather starts to turn kind of bad around the country, they kind of go in the tank, because I've never seen a Dolphin team really handle the cold. Today up there in Foxborough, I'm not sure of what the weather is going to be like, but let's just face facts. You know, you got Brady. It's still Belichick. It's still New England. You know, I would think that New England probably wins this game. I think it's going to be closer than what people think. I think, you know, I believe that the spread is like 6.5.
Do you think it's going to be a shootout where it's going to be like 38 to 42 or something like that?
Yeah, I could see it being that, but I could also see it being like 28-24 up there. And you know, having the GOAT up there in New England is a difficult thing to overcome. And Miami is, you know, they're kind of riding high right now. There is a lot of confidence growing in Miami, and I like that. I like to see that out of my team. But man, for me, I think it's New England. I think it's New England by about a touchdown, maybe 10 points, but it's gonna be an entertaining game.
And why is it that we always lose at Foxborough, but when they come down to Miami, they lose, and it's like huge? Why is that?
That's a good question, Anthony. And you know, I'm not going to pretend that I have the answer for that. I want to say, you know, some of the times, you know, you got to deal with that Miami humidity. And, you know, for teams that are not used to that humidity, that can certainly play a part in that. And let's face it, Anthony, Miami plays well at home. They feed off of that Dolphin crowd down there at, you know, the Hard Rock Stadium down there. So I couldn't tell you for sure, but I'm sure the humidity down there plays a part. And then when you combine that, like I said, with Miami just playing better at home, I think that plays a part.
And do you honestly think, realistically, because I don't trust Tannehill to stay healthy during the season. I know he's healthy, at the beginning. He always gets injured at the weirdest times. So do you really realistically think the Dolphins, like, should start scouting the quarterbacks as soon as possible, like, to draft one, like, next year?
Oh, I definitely think so. And, I mean, when you look back at the last draft, the 2018 draft, we were one pick away from getting Josh Rosen. They were going to take – I was convinced they were going to take Rosen. And then once the Cardinals made the trade with the Raiders, I'm like, okay, that dream of getting Josh Rosen down there would have been – you know, was gone. So I do think they need to start scouting.
What quarterback do you think in college football fits with the Dolphins? Like, do you think Herbert's the best fit for us? Or do you think it's going to be, like, one of the other guys, like a guy like – the guy Stidham or Locke from Missouri?
Boy, you know, it's such, Anthony, it's such a crapshoot when it comes to college quarterbacks making that transition to the pros. And I think in the, his name escapes me right now. I think it's Greer up at West Virginia. I like what he brings to the table. He's big. He has a big arm, you know, and I'm going to say what a lot of people say. He can make all the throws. He has a strong arm. He's intelligent. He's humble, you know, and he may end up getting, he's going to be a top two or three guy with the Heisman this year. The other two guys, I like, I just don't like them as much as Greer. But you know, they do need to start scouting these guys because, in my opinion, you know, Tannehill he's one hangnail away from, you know, being on the IR and really putting the Dolphins season in jeopardy. Anthony, thanks for the call. It's always good to talk to a Dolphin fan, you know, go fish today. So, you know, we have, the schedule today that is just going to be, you know, you got Cincinnati and Atlanta. You know, Cincinnati and Atlanta is going to be an interesting, it's going to be an interesting matchup. Since he's playing some decent ball, you got Tampa Bay and Chicago. What can you say about Fitzmagic? He almost pulled it out on Monday night against Pittsburgh. Chicago, once they've got Khalil Mack, man, that defense is pretty scary. Detroit and Dallas. I see Dallas winning this game. I see Dallas winning this game fairly easily. Buffalo and Green Bay, boy, I think Andy and I both picked against Buffalo when they played the Vikings last week, and both him and I paid dearly for that pick as Buffalo came up with the huge upset in Minnesota. You got Green Bay. You know, hey, you got that bad man up there. Let's just hope he can keep it going for Green Bay's sake. I see Green Bay winning this game, knock on wood, with that pick. Philly and Tennessee, I think Philly goes on the road and they start kind of establishing themselves this week in terms of the NFC East and getting back with it. And it's going to be, once again, Carson Wentz. You know, how much does he progress from last week to this week? Does he feel more comfortable back in the pocket? Is he still being a little tentative because of the last season's injury that he's coming back from? It's going to be something to watch. Houston and Indy. This is, you know, Houston's struggling. Let's just say it like it is. Houston is struggling. Indy wins this game by about 10 at home. I'm a big Andrew Luck fan. I think Andrew and the boys get it done today. Miami and New England. I was just talking with Anthony from Sarasota about this game. This is a tough game. Anytime you got to go to Foxborough, you got Belichick, you got Brady, that combination is lethal. And, you know, with the impending return of Julian Edelman from PEDs or some drug suspension, New England's only going to get better as the season progresses. New York and Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville losing to Tennessee last week was a wake-up call for them. They didn't put too much offense on the board at all. I think Tennessee won that game 9-6. You got Blake Bortles, who everybody was starting to fall in love with. And, you know, the Jaguars gave him a brand new contract, made him a rich man. And last week he went back to being Blake Bortles. So it'll be interesting to see if Jacksonville can rebound. I fully suspect that they can, because that defense is a lights out type of defense. New York, you know, hey, you got Sam Darnold still trying, you know, he's figuring things out. Everybody was just loving some Sammy Darnold after that first game. But remember, he's a rookie quarterback. He's learning on the job. He's in the middle of the fire right now. So, you know, kind of temper your enthusiasm and your criticism of Darnold as we go through this, because he is a rookie. Cleveland and Oakland. Surprisingly enough, I'm going to pick Cleveland in this game. I think they can go on the road. You got Baker Mayfield being the starter now. The level of enthusiasm that he is bringing to that squad is measurable. You can see it. So Oakland, I don't know. Oakland to me is just a big cluster. And right now, I don't know if Chucky is doing what he's not exactly doing what he said he was going to do when he was there. But, you know, it's still his first season back after a number of years. He's 3-4 games in. Let's see what they can do. But I think Cleveland goes on the road and maybe wins by like a field goal, 6 points. Seattle, Arizona. Okay, I'm coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And the Cardinals start has got everybody in the dumps. So Seattle come to town. This could be an entertaining game. This really could be, because Seattle is not lighting anybody up. They have an offensive line that is like Swiss cheese. It's leaky. Russell Wilson has been on the run for his life for a long time. So let's see if Arizona can pick up their first win at home today. The Giants in New Orleans. New Orleans goes into New York, and I think they smoke the Giants today. I just do. The Giants are struggling. Say what you want to with Saquon Barkley. He is making an impact. But once again, just like Sam Darnold, he's a rookie. He's going to have ups and downs. He can't get too excited or too down in the dumps with Saquon. He's going to figure this out. And in the long run, I think Saquon's going to be a quality back. But I think New Orleans with Drew Brees and that offense is just going to be too much for the Giants. San Francisco and the Chargers, the LA Chargers. I don't know about you, but it still takes me a while to get used to saying LA Chargers. San Francisco gets beat. I think the Chargers beat them fairly handily at home. You know, there's no Jimmy G. He is done, which was really unfortunate to see that, you know, he went down with that severe, you know, he tore his ACL, MCL, and he is done. And that's just too bad for the 49ers, who I was looking forward to seeing if they could get that proud franchise back to what they were back in the day. And then this is a big game around my household, Baltimore and Pittsburgh. This is anytime these two teams get together, it's a slugfest, literally and figuratively. Pittsburgh's at home. You would expect them to, you know, really take the bull by the horns and put Baltimore down. Baltimore, you know, I believe that I saw that Terrell Suggs is questionable. And if he is out for this game, that's a major piece of that defense that that is not going to be there and that can get to Ben Roethlisberger. And then you got the whole drama, you know, happening with Pittsburgh. You know, they're trying to trade Le'Veon Bell. They're trying to get a second rounder. And what they said this morning was a good player, because you're never going to get equal value for a player of Le'Veon Bell's stature. I mean, you know, you can say what you want about him sitting out and all that kind of stuff. So we will be right back after this. I am Mike Wilson. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody. We'll be right back after these words.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Mike Wilson. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition show. We've been talking a lot today about baseball and all that's going on with baseball. We've talked college football. We've talked NFL. And there is one game that I haven't touched on yet, and I'm going to touch on it here real quick, the Kansas City-Denver game. I don't know if there's a more exciting team to watch right now. Maybe the Rams in the NFC, but in the AFC, it's certainly Kansas City with that quarterback that they have with Patrick Mahomes, just whipping passes all around, throwing for tons of yards, and just leading that high-powered offense for the Chiefs. And that goes right into my final take of the day. We talk about these rookie quarterbacks getting thrown into the fire, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, now Baker Mayfield. And a lot of times it's a tough thing to figure out when to play these rookie quarterbacks. You know, the future is now for a lot of teams, so they gotta do that. They figured it out with Patrick Mahomes. Whatever Andy Reid touches turns to gold. This kid sat behind Alex Smith for a year. Learned how to be a pro, learned how to grasp the offense, learned what it takes to be in the film room, what practice looks like, how to lead it, you know, get some pointers on how to lead a team. So my final take is, if you can afford to sit a talented quarterback and make him learn within the system, you need to do it. And the perfect example is Patrick Mahomes. But on that note, It has been a pleasure taking over for Andy today on the weekend edition of the Dorf on Sports radio show. And Andy will be back next week, and we will see you next week, everybody. So long.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.